Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Missouri football had a heck of a year this past season, and a big reason why is because of their defensive star, Darius Robinson, and the NFL draft, which he'll be a part of, is now 2 weeks away, and he's kind enough to join us right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Darius, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
I've been great, man. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So we're 2 weeks away from the first round of the NFL draft. I see your name keep on popping up in a bunch of the mock drafts that I read to be a first-round pick. Just take me through the emotions that you're feeling as this NFL dream becomes a reality 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, I'm just feeling really excited, but focusing on my process and each day when I'm working out and training, just be better than I was yesterday. Because, you know, a lot of this stuff is out of my hands now, and I just control what I can control. And just keep holding on to the rope. We got 14 more days, man.
Is it weird? Because you were at Missouri for a while, and now you're getting ready to be an NFL player. Is it weird that the Missouri chapter is now officially over for you?
Yeah, it's weird saying I used to go to Mizzou or former Missouri. Yeah, it's weird because Missouri will always be my home and my first love, honestly. And but yeah, Mizzou's been great to me, and I always tell people I'm from Michigan and I'm from Missouri.
Well, the building process that you guys did go through the last few years was very special, and you put a little cherry on top of the sundae with how you guys finished off this season and the great season that it was. Just how do you kind of reflect, and how do you look through the hard work to make it possible to have a season that Mizzou just had this past year?
Yeah, really, it starts with all my teammates. Everybody in the organization was committed to something to prove. That was our mindset all year, and each day we were bought in to be better than we were the day before, and that's why we were able to win 11 games and finish number 8 in the country. But it was a lot of hard work, a lot of tough seasons before, but like you said, glad we were able to finish strong.
Darius Robinson here with us. So a lot of mock drafts have you as a first-round pick. I see some have you as a second-round pick. Let's pretend I'm a general manager right now with the first round pick. Why should I be taking you coming up two Thursday nights from now?
Yeah, you should take me because I'm the best defensive lineman in the draft. I could play a 0 from the 9, but better, I'm a better teammate. I'm a two-time captain of my team, a low ego, high output guy, and is always going to put the team first.
A lot of people talk about your versatility. And I know if I ask you, how do you envision yourself playing in the NFL? You'll probably tell me, however the team that drafts me wants me to play. But ideally, if it was your choice, how do you kind of envision your role being in the NFL?
Yeah, I would envision it being a 4 down front. I would like to play a 5 or play an end or come inside and play a 3 technique. But if we're playing a 3 down front, I like to play a 4-eye or I'll play a stand-up 9. So whatever the team needs me to do, you know, I really hone myself on just being a technician. So it's all about – the alignment doesn't really matter to me. It's about making sure my hands are always inside – playing with a high motor and being fast and violent. I'm just a football player, man. I love to compete.
Love that answer. Darius Robinson here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. So your name really started to pop off at the Senior Bowl. Now, with all that being said, a lot of people knew who you were. Like, if you were a college football fan and you watched Missouri and you saw the tape, we know the player that you could be. And that's why I can't stand a little bit about this draft process is, You know, you go have a good Senior Bowl, you go have a good combine, then your name just goes all the way up on these draft boards where if people actually watch you, your name should have been there to begin with. So how do you kind of reflect and where, yeah, it's nice to get that praise, but I'm sure part of you is probably saying, like, where's this praise been all these years?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Going to Mizzou, I don't know what Mizzou did to the world, but it just happens a lot of times. But nah, man, I just worry about being the best player I can be, man. Like I told you, I just stick to my process. And I knew over time and the national media attention, it'll take off. But that's why, for me, it's all about my process and working out, getting my runs and getting my D-line work in. So whatever opportunity I get, you know, I'm willing to dominate, you know. So that's all I think about and just excited to see what team I end up on.
Who have been some of the teams that you've had the most conversations with, just wondering, Darius?
Honestly, it's been a lot. I met with about pretty much everybody at the Senior Bowl. I had 18 formals at the combine, and I had 12 top 30 visits. So it's kind of a variety of different teams around the league, but just really excited to see how it plays out.
I know you grew up in Michigan, like you said. I'm just wondering, what kind of football fan were you as a kid?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough question because it's like whichever. For me, I never picked Michigan, Michigan State. It was honestly whoever was having the best year. Like I can think back to when Michigan State played Alabama and the Sugar Bowl. That was a big deal. And then, you know, Michigan is always playing in a big bowl game. So honestly, whoever was the best team at the time, I was a fan of.
Who are some guys just wondering in the league right now that you're close with that maybe, and I guess that the right word would be mentor, that kind of mentor you through this process?
Yeah, I would say my best friend, Isaiah McGuire. He's on the Cleveland Browns. He got drafted last year and just seeing how he went through his process. And we actually had the same agent, so it kind of worked out great. And I also say I've recently heard from Max Crosby, who's definitely giving me a lot of feedback and a lot of things that I can continue to work on in my game and, you know, continue to find ways to get better.
Now, that's one of the best. That's pretty damn cool. How'd that connection start with Max Crosby?
Yeah, it happened through my mentor, Rob Marinelli. He's a Hall of Fame, legendary line coach. So then he introduced me to Max, and then we just always stayed in touch, and especially during this process. But it's just been a wonderful opportunity to be able to be in communication with a guy of that caliber. And that's why I said I'm just excited for this process. But at the end of the day, like the draft stuff is important, but I got to get back to my football skills and hone in on my process each and every day.
How are you going to spend the draft? Just wondering.
Yeah, I'll be at the draft. I got invited. You know, it's down in my hometown, so I'll be at the draft, and we'll see how everything plays out. But I'm very excited.
That's pretty cool, right, with the draft being in Detroit. And, you know, let's assume you hear your name in the first round. Like, I can't even imagine how you kind of keep calm in the next 2 weeks with that buildup and being able to have your family all in attendance.
Yeah, that's why I say, man, I just got to keep working out and keep my mind off of it. You know, it can go really well. Well, no matter what happens, first, second round, it's going to be a blessing to be invited to the venue or the opportunity. But, you know, that is the goal, to hear my name on day one. But just excited and just trying not to overthink it. But it's going to definitely, when I get there, really sink in. And, you know, really, I'm really here in my hometown.
In your college career, I'm sure you're always confident you could make it to the NFL one day. But to potentially be a first-round pick, when was the first time that kind of floated into your head, okay, there's a serious chance I could be one of the first 32 picks in the draft?
Honestly, after my fourth year, I thought about leaving school, but I knew if I was going to come back, I was going to come back and be the best player in my position group and really buy into that mindset each and every day. And through spring ball, fall camp, and then as the season, I feel like each time people watch me, just keep getting better and better. And that's all my goal, be better than I was the day before. So, like I said, I knew it was a reality probably at the beginning of this, when I decided to come back to school. So, January of 2024.
Let me keep it in the SEC with you, Darius Robinson. Jaden Daniels, what is it like going up against him and preparing for him?
Yeah, he's the best player in the draft right now, honestly. He's the best player I ever played against. You watch the tape, he can do anything, everything he want to do. So he's a great player.
You think he's better than Caleb Williams?
I don't think it's Caleb Williams, but I have been in SEC for 5 years, and I can't compare Jaden to anybody else. So if we say the SEC is the best conference in football, then I think that kind of answers it. But at the same time, I mean, Caleb Williams is like Caleb Williams. So, and, you know, I might be teammates with one of these guys. So, but I play against Jaden Daniels. So I know Yeah, I know about it.
We know the arm that he has, and then he could also kill you with his legs too. Just, you know, that experience when you're in a locker room trying to prepare for him, what's going through your mind to try to slow him down and contain him?
Basically, rush with vision, get after. If you watch the LSU tape, I had a lot of good rushes, but he seen me, and it was just too late. Took off, but, yeah, you got to contain him in the rush. Yeah, find ways to win. The teams that beat him, I'd be curious to watch their tape and see how they played him, but I feel like we had a great game plan. He just beat us. So it's okay. You know, we live and learn, and, you know, hopefully I can either be on his team or, you know, get another tackle or sack against him, you know, but just really excited for this opportunity for the both of us.
Well, good luck. Appreciate the time today. Thanks so much. And we'll catch up with you again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.